With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Hello, before we start quizzing with this week's guest, we have something very exciting for you. It's a giveaway. We have a huge snack box from Mr. Filbert's filled with delicious things and a big fat quiz book so you can hold your own quiz night. All you have to do is check out our Instagram page for the details at quizchatrepeat. It's running from the 29th of March to the 9th of April, so get in there quickly to win at quizchatrepeat. On with the quiz. This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the podcast we do five times a week. There's a different subject each day with 12 questions and 15 points. What's not to like? Let's quiz. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and welcome to a Friday special with James Bugg from the Football Book Club. James, what is the Football Book Club about? Tell me everything about it.
Yeah, so the Football Book Club is a comedy football podcast where we're a book club. Made up of a bunch of comedy writers, but as opposed to reading, you know, Pride and Prejudice, we're reading Darren Huckabee's Hucks Through Adversity to Great Heights or whatever. So it's not really, as opposed to reading, you know, literary classics, we're reading football autobiographies.
Yeah, but you know what? I love an athlete biography.
Do you?
So this is hence your special subject today being footballers' biographies.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so we have 12 questions all regarding footballers and their books. Good luck, James. Question number one. The title of Peter Crouch's third autobiography shares its name with which 2004 Will Smith film?
Yes, I do know this. It's not The Legend of Bag of Vance. I know that. it is also, I think, as a little, I could be right here and I could be very wrong. I'm pretty sure it's actually his third autobiography. I think he's got another one called Walking Tall from years ago, but this one's called iRobot.
Absolutely correct, iRobot. More than one biography. He's not even 40.
I know, right? He's got a few. People love him.
I love him. That's what I mean. He's lived an athlete story. It's great.
Yeah.
Question number two. Provided You Don't Kiss Me and Nobody Ever Says Thank You are just two biographies of which manager?
I'm pretty sure it's Brian Clough.
Correct answer is Brian Clough. What? Provided You Don't Kiss Me.
Yeah, I must admit, and this could sound bad, coming from a guy to the football podcast. Brian Clough's a bit before my time, to be honest. So I don't get all the whole. I don't really know all the references to everything okay. with that. So I've got nothing of value to add to that. Basically.
Fine, we'll move on. Yeah. Question number three. This next quote is from one of Roy Keane's books. Is that more your time?
I actually haven't read any of Roy Keane's books because they're too good. On our podcast, we try to track down ones that no one's ever really read before.
Oh.
So I'm too busy reading like Gary Monk's book to read Roy Keane's book.
You may not like this question then. Let's go for it.
Give it a good go.
Okay, the quote is from one of Roy Keane's books, but which ex-player turned pundit did Keane say this about? I got Blank's number and rang him. It went to his voicemail. Hi, it's Blank. What's up? Like the Budweiser advert. I never called him back. I thought, I can't be effing signing that.
I feel like I know this story because I feel like he's spoken about it on something else. Is it Peter Crouch again?
Incorrect. The correct answer was Robbie Savage.
Oh, yeah. I should know that.
Okay, question number four. Fast Forward is the autobiography of the third highest scorer in Premier League history. Who is it?
Luckily, I've been cramming the names, but also I do know who the third highest Premier League goalscorer is, and it is Andy Cole.
Correct answer is Andy Cole, 187 goals.
Yes.
What a career. Question number five. Arsene Wenger's book, My Life in Red and White, came out this year. But in what year did he stop being the Arsenal manager?
I was in Sri Lanka when he stopped it. When did I go on holiday? I've been on holiday. Yeah,
in other words, when did you go to Sri Lanka?
Yeah, what year was I in Sri Lanka? I think 2018.
The correct answer is 2018.
Thank you, Sri Lanka.
I quite like to read Arsene Wenger's book.
Yeah, he's a smart guy. He's very clumsy, apparently.
Oh.
We just read David Seymour's book, and like you kind of think of Wenger as this incredibly bright, charismatic guy, but he, apparently just like drops stuff all the time and falls over.
Oh my God, that makes me like it. That makes me like
too.
It even more.
Yeah,
Question number six. I Think, Therefore I Play is an autobiography by which Italian footballer?
This is the bearded legend, Andrea Pirlo.
Correct. The correct answer is Andre Pirlo. Question number seven. Which female footballer released a 2020 autobiography called One Life?
One Life. So we did, we recently on the show, we did Alex Morgan's book called Breakaway Beyond the Goal. So Alex Morgan is a big American striker, recently signed for Spurs. I think it could be her American teammate, who I'm pretty sure released a book this year, Megan Rapinoe.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct answer is Megan Rapinoe. Beautifully worked out. Question number eight, James. If you type best footballers' books into Google, one of the top answers is My Turn. But My Turn is the autobiography of who?
I haven't read it, but I from The Turn, I think it can only be one person. It has to be Johan Cruyff. The Cruyff Turn.
It is Johan Cruyff. Correct answer. Johan Cruyff. Question number nine. Simply the Best is wildly regarded as one of the worst names for a footballer's autobiography ever. Whose book is it?
It's actually one of the best names for an autobiography ever. Just like, yeah, the sheer brazenness to call your book.
Shameless, isn't it?
It's amazing. So we talk about this quite a lot on the show because we are going to read it. We haven't quite yet. Our two favourite books, and I'm worried this might be a question later, our two favourite book titles are that and The Life and Times of Barry Ferguson, which makes me sound like some kind of like Hobbit spin-off or something. But this is written by fellow Rangers, ex-Rangers player, Lee McCulloch.
Correct. The answer is Lee McCulloch. Question number 10. For 1 point, James, can you name a footballer to be nominated for Best Autobiography at the 2020 British Sports Book Awards?
Best Autobiography of the Year, British. I just can't think of any books that came out this year. The only one I can think of that came out this year is Paddy Kenny's, which is really good for a British one. I don't think it's him, but I'll go for that.
It is incorrect. I was looking for Emil Heskey.
Oh.
Even Heskey scored. Michael Owen Reboot.
Wow.
And Eniola Aluko. They don't teach this.
Ah, okay. Owen's been nominated for a literary award. Wow. Who would have seen that coming?
Now, question number 11. For 2 points, can you name the two current Premier League managers who are also published fiction authors?
That's a really good question. So I know Steve Bruce is definitely one. Newcastle manager Steve Bruce, because he's written three books called Striker. I can't remember what two are called.
Absolutely correct. Steve Bruce is one.
Yeah, Sweeper, I think is the other one. So they're quite famous, those books, because they're meant to be appalling.
What are you leaning towards?
Leaning towards Frank Lampard.
Final answer?
Okay.
Correct!
Oh, you...
He has written 20 children's books.
Has he? Yeah, I knew that a few had written children's books. I couldn't remember if it was him. Tim Cahill has as well, and Theo Walcott.
So you got both points, by the way.
Few. Yes.
Question number 12, your final question in your specialist subject Friday. Mm-hmm. For 3 points, we want you to name three of Harry Redknapp's seven books.
No. Oh, no.
Have you ever read any?
No.
Really?
I haven't. Again, like his books are probably, they're too well known for things. Redknapp, I mean, I do like Redknapp, you know, former Spurs manager. So that makes me like him especially. He's got one called The World According to Harry, right? I think.
Yes, correct. The World According to Harry.
Okay.
One of his seven books is called that.
He's written seven books. I mean, he hasn't written them. I'm fairly confident that it's not him who's written
seven
them.
Have come out.
Yeah, seven books have been released. Oh, I don't know. He's probably got one. Wait, what was the first one I said? The World According to Harry. Is there one called Harry's World as well, maybe? No, that won't be.
No.
Okay, that would be lazy. That would be especially lazy, even for a footballer.
Wait till you hear these titles.
Oh, I don't know. Probably one called, like, Terrific, My Life with Son or something.
Incorrect. You did get your 1 point for The World According to Harry. You could have had Always Managing, My Autobiography.
Oh, yeah.
It shouldn't happen to a manager. Harry, An Autobiography. Harry Redknapp, The Pride of Pompey.
Yeah.
In the Hot Seat is another. And then my favourite, A Man Walks Onto a Pitch.
Great. Yeah.
Okay, your score at the end of that round is... James, you scored 11 points.
Okay. Yeah, I feel good now. Yeah.
It's the best you've done. And it was a joy to go through all those, those autobiographies with you. We're going to talk through your points after the break.
Over the centuries, the world's greatest wordsmiths have crafted the most beautiful sentences ever written. Shakespeare.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
Austin.
There is no charm equal to tenderness of heart.
And Jermaine Pennant.
I pulled two birds and I went home, which is nearly a proverb.
Hello and welcome to the Football Book Club podcast, the only book club that's less Charles Dickens, more Paul Dickov. And you can listen to our brand new series right now by searching Football Book Club wherever you get your podcasts.
James, I don't think I knew that there were so many bad football autobiography titles.
It's baffling, isn't it? Right? I didn't even know that many books existed. Football ones, I mean. Like, before we started making the podcast, I knew that, the great players have released them. There was like, you know, your Pelés, your Cruyffs, those kind of things and stuff. But I didn't know that so many players had written books. Until I found Darren Huckabee's book in a shop. And I was like, what? He's written one. I mean, there's so many like cult legends who have written them. And I looked into it and there's about 250 or so.
Wow. Okay. So yeah. I think it's because you live a lot of life in a short amount of time.
Yeah. But they all kind of live the same life as well.
Story's quite similar.
They are. Some of them at the base of it, but also they all go on. They're all fascinating in their own way. Some of them try to do things very different. Like Louis Saha, his book, we read it. He just talks about the 2008 financial crash for most of it. You never know what you're going to get from him.
I'm going to listen.
Please do.
Thank you so much, James Mugg. You did excellently today on your specialist subject Friday. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. And you.
That was Quiz Chat Repeat for another week, which means it's finally time to reveal this week's connector clue. So your Monday clue was a type of clothing of which puffer, bomber and biker are all varieties. James, do you think you know?
I think it's a jacket.
Absolutely, jacket's correct. On Tuesday, we asked the national colour of the Netherlands.
Orange.
Correct, orange. On Wednesday, first name of the US president to take office after JFK.
Not Lyndon B. Johnson, was it?
Absolutely correct. Lyndon B. Johnson. So Lyndon. And yesterday, an epic poem written by Homer about the hero's journey home from the Trojan War.
The Odyssey?
Absolutely, the Odyssey. So we have jacket, orange, Lyndon, and Odyssey. Can you guess the connector?
Oof.
Once I tell you the answer, you'll go, oh, okay, I get it.
This is going to annoy me.
Well, this is for the people at
home.
This
is my escape game.
I'm going to tell everyone, James, everyone at home, Nan, she's probably listening. Let's just let everyone know.
Okay.
The link is Stanley Kubrick Films. We have Jacket, Full Metal Jacket,
Clockwork Orange,
Barry Lyndon, I haven't heard of that film, and Space Odyssey, of course. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope your Nan's happy.
I hope she's happy.
Because I'm not.
James, thank you so much. It's been lovely to have you all week.
It's been a pleasure.
If you want more questions over the weekend, follow us at Quiz Chat Repeat and we'll see you on Monday.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.